Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. And it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross. Best question wins the KSN sweatshirt. If you want to submit a question to Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, and there you go. All right, Ross, let's start with our first question is from Jim in Bloomsburg. By the way, that's me. We didn't get to the game itself, Ross, in quarter number two. I want to know what you think about this ball game. What does it mean to Penn State? And how are they going to handle that they've got five starters and their defensive coordinator out for this game?
Yeah, so it's a good question, Jim. I got to be honest with you. I have, like, mixed emotions. You know, on the one hand, I really want Penn State to win because I'm going to be with my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, and we're going to be watching the game. And my brother-in-law has season tickets, and they love Penn State. And it's fun to watch those guys in blue and white win, right? So I wish all their stars were playing. I like watching Jahan Dotson, right? I like watching Ebba Cady. I don't love watching Brandon Smith. We've been pretty clear about that this year. No offense, Brandon. I know you're trying your best. By the way, I've had multiple people tell me he's going to be a day two pick, which is just a great example of – it really is, and this is a good lesson, Jim, for everybody. Whether it's recruiting from high school to college or the draft from college to the NFL, physical ability trumps all, right? Like, they're really, I always tell high school kids, they're recruiting bodies, not players. You know? And the NFL is a little bit different because there's a lot of guys that have, but Brandon Smith's like 240 pounds, going to run very fast, and I get it. If he tests the way they think he will, I've been told he'll be a day two pick. At any rate, so I wish the Penn State guys were playing. But on the flip side, Jim, I'm excited. I'm excited to see some of the young guys. I'm excited to get a preview of next year's team. You know, they're 7-5, man. I mean, I'd rather them be 8-5 than 7-6, but it doesn't mean that much. You know, they have a chance to have a hopefully a better season next year. And on some level, the more guys that opt out and don't play in this game, the better that is for them for next year, Jim. Right? I mean, they're getting SEC bowl game experience for guys like Olu Fashanu. Is that how you say it?
That's the way I say it.
Yeah, the left tackle, Olu Fashanu. So I'm pumped to watch him play left tackle. I'm excited. So I'm excited to see some of these young guys on defense. You know, Catcher and Tyler Elsden, perhaps Sutherland, maybe Kobe King. So I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, they have gotten some guys back that could have left for the NFL, like Jair Brown and Joey Porter Jr. So I am excited to see some of these young guys that they've recruited. You know, Smith, Vilbert, Izzard. I'm looking forward to seeing who steps up. You know, I've always felt like, Jim, the bowl games are a pretty good precursor to the next season. It seems like when Penn State's had good seasons, they had a good bowl game the year before, and they had guys that stepped up and really looked good, and it did feel like a springboard into the next year. You know, I mean, didn't the 94 team, the year before that, they had a good bowl game where Kerry Collins looked good, right?
Yep. And I think prior to their 94 season, I think they had a big bowl game. You're right, and us old-timers going way back, we remember those things. And I'm going to call an audible here and go a little bit away from our listener questions, because I still have more questions for you, you know, leading into this game. I think, Ross, again, towards your point about this previewing next year, how important is it, say, for Sean Clifford, who has already declared he's coming back, to have a big game for his own confidence, the confidence of the team, the confidence of the fan base, to look forward to next season? Wouldn't it be a whole lot better if he lights it up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I think we'll all feel differently. Well, look, if he plays really good, plays really well, we'll feel good about it going into next year. If he plays poorly, I think that'll create some other conversations, right? I mean, and not just, you know, for us, but for James Franklin, perhaps. You know, if he really struggles, do they put Veju in during the game? Do they make it a competition in the spring? Boy, that would be, can you imagine coming back for your sixth year of college football, your fourth year as a starter, and you got to compete in spring ball for the job?
See, I don't know if James Franklin would ever do that, but I know there'd be a lot of heat on him and a lot of pressure to do that if Sean Clifford plays poorly. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Clifford to play well in this game. The other question I wanted to ask you about, again, on defense, they're going to be without about half of their starters, but I think linebacker is being hit particularly hard. One of the options that James Franklin has is the true freshman who have played four games, like King, did burn his red shirt, and in his press conference, he sort of alluded to the idea that he's willing to do that. What do you think of that?
I honestly think that now is the time. Like, I think that's changed a lot. That the idea of these guys staying 5 years is unlikely a lot of times. I don't think it's ideal, but, you know, if things go well, how many of these guys are going to be there for 5 years anyway, is how I would look at it, right? I mean, we could go through it. How many guys are really there for 5 years, and of the guys that are, how many are you really glad that they're there for 5 years, right? I have no problem with it. I mean, you'd rather not do it, but I think it'll help them for next year, and I think if those kids are okay with it, I'm okay with it.
I don't know if you heard James Franklin's press conference, but he made, I thought, a pretty good point. It was different a couple years ago when he mentioned there were a couple situations with the old redshirt rule where you couldn't even play one game and they were forced to play someone, a young player, because of injuries or whatever. This time around, you're not talking about King playing his first game. You're talking about him playing his fifth game. So that's a whole lot different than blowing a red shirt for one game.
Terrific point by James Franklin through you.
I'm just a messenger. As long as we're going down this line, and my apologies to our listeners this week, next week we'll go rapid fire and get through as many questions as possible. But there's just so much to talk about with this game, Ross. Let's go back to Penn State's defense in this game. The game itself, not just five starters on defense, five really good starters, along with not having a defensive coordinator there. Poindexter's going to fill in. What are his challenges missing so many guys?
Yeah, significant. I mean, you're talking about your two best linebackers and your best D tackle, your best D end. It's really significant.
And your best safety.
And your best safety. The only thing I would say, on the D line, they've already rotated a decent amount of guys anyway in certain games. So those guys will just get more reps. At linebacker, catcher's played some already. So I think they'll be okay there. It sounds like at safety. I don't know if they're going to go with Sutherland or have him play linebacker and have Keaton Ellis play more safety. But Keaton Ellis has played. I don't think it's that big a deal. By the way, is Castro Fields playing, Jim, as far as we know?
And full disclosure here to everyone, we're recording on Thursday morning. As of our recording, there's been no official announcement either way for him.
And the same for Rashid Walker, although he's not going to play.
He's hurt, yes.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's leaving school or he's just not playing because he's hurt.
He did travel with the team, so I'm not sure if that's a message that means anything.
Interesting. Yeah, so I think the thing that really helps Poindexter is the amount of practices they've had for this game. And as Franklin has pointed out, they have known about most of these guys for a while. You know, these guys all choose to announce it this week for the most part. And I think Franklin probably asked them to do that so that Arkansas doesn't know in their preparation, you know, who's playing or not. But I had heard through the grapevine, Jim, probably a week or two ago, that it looked like Penn State might have as many as 6 or 7 guys out, you know? But they do a good job of keeping that stuff quiet, and, you know, we'll see how many it ends up being. But they've known it, and these guys have been able to get a lot of practice time as a result. I think the one thing, if you're Poindexter, you don't want to do is you don't want to have mental errors by new guys in new spots or young guys in new spots. So I think you'd probably see them be a little bit more vanilla and just let these guys go out there and play fast.
That's an interesting point, Ross. And you mentioned one thing earlier when you said about Jonathan Sutherland. Would he be playing linebacker or safety or combination as he has? But I think at linebacker, there's also the question, do you steal Sutherland from the defensive backfield, and do you steal Lucada from the defensive line? Knowing the team you're up against, Arkansas, missing their best wide receiver, does that affect that decision and how you formulate your linebacker lineup?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I think you expect them to try to run the ball even more. If I'm Arkansas, I'm thinking, let's run the rock. They're missing their two best D linemen and their two best linebackers. And a safety who makes a lot of plays in the running game. Let's run it. And we don't have our stud first-round wide receiver. Let's run it right at them. I think Penn State, Jim, I'll just end with this. I think they're in trouble in this game. Arkansas hasn't been a bowl game since 2016. They're only missing, I think, 2 guys. I think this means a great deal to them. I think this is a real challenge for Penn State.
Want to make a quick prediction?
Arkansas 27, Penn State 17.
All right, Ross, there you go. We'll talk about it next week, and I promise we'll get back to your questions next week. Stick around for quarter number 4.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.